Today is the third day of the mission, and the lead engineer's daily log has just arrived. Now, let's begin with episode 3. The log of lead engineer Ronez. Mission, the Hypnos Conundrum, day 3. Well, I guess it's just you and me again, computer. I must spend at least half my days talking to computers or conduits or the engine of this ship. I guess it's to be expected as the lead engineer. I spend more time with the insides of REM than I do with any of its crew members. And it's just as well. I've never really been much of a people person, anyways. Ships are easier to understand. They aren't so complicated. I mean, they still have moods and opinions, that's for sure. But I've always found them more predictable than people. If you learn a ship, you can really know a ship. I'm still getting to know the REM. It's a new ship, with all new, sleek and shiny parts. I had a lot of fun being the first engineer to climb into some of the holding areas and pull off the wall coverings. I was the first to touch many of the control panels on this ship. I know that probably sounds silly, but I think it was all the flashing lights on ships that made me want to become an engineer in the first place. As a kid, I used to look over my uncle's shoulder. He was an engineer too. I'd watch him poke and prod at all the flashing lights on his circuit boards. He'd connect this to that, and a light would go from red to green, and it would be fixed, like new. It was like magic to me, and it still is, if I'm being honest. Every time I figure out a problem on a ship, I get that little surge of pride and wonder. And that's what's been particularly frustrating today. We have a serious plant problem that I just can't figure out how to fix. Ever since the away team came back with that Hypnos flower, my ship hasn't been working the way it's supposed to. I know this could be the scientific discovery of all time, but it is wreaking havoc on the REM. I'm not sure if the scientists just didn't know, but nobody informed me the flower grows like a weed. Yesterday, the team came back from the surface of Dawn. Jax, the lead science officer, put her plant trimmings in the lab. Overnight, the flower went crazy. Jax sent me a message this morning telling me to get down to the science lab as quickly as I could. I was already awake, of course, cleaning the floor panels in the engine room. I packed up my toolkit and headed for the lab. I didn't hurry that quickly, because I figured a science emergency couldn't really be that bad. But it turns out I was wrong. The Hypnos flower trimmings had been inside a specimen container, Jack said. But when I got there, I found her picking up broken pieces of that container off the floor. It seems like overnight, the flower sample grew this giant tendril that snaked up the wall and all the way back into one of the ventilation conduits. It also grew a bunch of smaller tendrils that were hanging down from the ceiling and sprouting new growth of their own. The tendrils were all covered with these bright green leaves and dark purple flowers. The plant had grown straight through two empty specimen tanks, breaking the casing on both sides, and had completely coiled around the workbench and chair, making it impossible to get to any of the tools in any of the drawers or to sit down. Where there used to be a ceiling, that's now what I can only describe as a miniature jungle. Smaller tendrils completely cover the top panels and the upper third of the walls. In some places, the ends hang down nearly to head height, all covered in leaves and flowers. I had to brush one out of my face when I first walked into the room. It would have been pretty, in a way, had it not damaged so many of the supplies in the science lab. We'll have to wait until we're docked back at Reinad to replace all of them. Of all the parts of the plant that were where they shouldn't be, the one that really concerned me was the tendril in the ventilation shaft. It's not affecting the function of the shaft. The thing is, from there, the plant could theoretically get anywhere on the ship.